Friday's show, we were talking about 50 Shades of Grey, the erotic fiction hit. It's huge all around the world. Jules is reading in a moment and loving it.
I had to explain to my mum what it was last night. She said, "What's that, darling? I haven't heard of that. Is that like a Dickens?"
Chris has Dickens it, but... Chris said, "How hard can it be to write erotic fiction?"
So, to be honest, I can't imagine it being that difficult.
So we set him the challenge to spend the weekend, as he said. I mean, what have you called it?
I've called it 50 Spades of Brown.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, no.
What kind of...
It's the passionate...
Brown?
Yeah, the passionate story of how love intimately blossomed in a garden centre. Brown referring to soil. Spades, obviously, you get them in a garden centre.
Good. It's soil, everybody, good. Just remember that. Right, we've got some music for you to read it.
Oh, good.
Now, do you know the funny thing is, Chris says he sent this to me over the weekend to check it out.
Steve hasn't received it.
So we've no idea who he sent this to, but it certainly wasn't me. Right, here we go. Oh, by the way, what was your pseudonym?
Kelvin Lovegood.
Okay, here's Kelvin Lovegood with 50 Spades of Brown.
Okay. 50 Spades of Brown by Kelvin Lovegood. The garden centre temptress Justine ran her fingers slowly and seductively along the rim of the Arrow Apex metal garden shed and licked her cherry...
What? Don't rush it. Take your time.
..and licked her cherry lips suggestively. They were red like the juiciest of cherries, like the brightest of baboons' bottoms. Justine knew the garden shed was cheaper in Argos at $99.99, catalogue number 705-3445, but her appetite for garden centre manager Kenneth had only become heightened by his love for making a fast buck, an entrepreneurial spirit. He was her Richard Branson, her Donald Trump, her Lord Sugar, her Duncan Bannatyne, who would satisfy all her wishes. Justine loved a strong man. She pushed herself against him like a tiger pouncing on its prey, his muscles pressed against her body. The smell of fish pervaded the air as their bodies met. As well as the shellfish, they were the sea's freshest mussels. Kenneth.
Stop, you're
ruining the atmosphere.
It's not just Sean Connery reading it.
Kenneth had just bought some haddock out of the clearance section at Quicksave for his supper as well. Mussels.
Yeah.
They tossed the bag aside with little regard for Kenneth's impending ocean fest, but he didn't care. He set his eyes on the prize and knew he was on course to land the jackpot.
Kelvin Lovegood, you're my hero.
Do you know, I'm mildly disturbed because that was actually quite good.
It really was quite good.
Yeah. It's like, shut your eyes and, yeah.
I like the catalogue number best.
You do? Oh, good. It's actually factually correct as well.